Welcome to Silk Logic's Small Business Daily Podcast, the show that brings you the latest artificial intelligence and automation news shaping the business world. Today, we're diving into floating data centers powered by ocean waves, AI that modernizes construction, and how everyday companies are winning with technology. Our top story, Silicon Valley's wild bet on data centers at sea, yes, floating, wave-powered, and about to change how businesses get computing power. Stay tuned for that one. Let's get started. First up, Panthalassa just raised $140 million from some big names, including Peter Thiel and Mark Benioff, to build floating data centers. Why care? If you're a business owner, you know running cloud services and artificial intelligence tools strains the electric grid and your wallet. Panthalassa's wave-powered nodes promise to bring renewable electricity and cooling straight from the ocean, making cloud access greener and possibly cheaper. Instead of fighting for limited power on land, companies could tap floating data centers that use no extra water or electricity from our cities. The impact? Potential cost savings over time for businesses running AI workloads, plus better sustainability as more clients demand green credentials. Others can take away that non-traditional infrastructure, like being offshore, just might be the next leap for staying ahead with technology. Next, let's talk about CeraD, a startup helping everyday businesses, not just tech giants, jump into artificial intelligence. CeraD raised $20 million to help construction, home services, and industrial companies automate back-office headaches. One Dallas construction firm switched out its old systems for CeraD's artificial intelligence tools and dropped its monthly accounting process from 2 weeks to just one click. That is real time saved for their team and faster, more accurate numbers. The key lesson? Even so-called boring companies can use artificial intelligence to save hours, cut frustration, and focus on great customer service. If you own a business with piles of paperwork or clunky scheduling, artificial intelligence is quietly becoming your competitive edge. Turning to heating and air, in commercial buildings, upgrading to electronically commutated motors, ECMs for short, can reduce electricity use up to 25% for big air systems. Building owners are replacing old motors not because they broke down, but because the math now makes sense. In North America, some facilities are saving up to $65,000 a year after these upgrades, with payback periods dropping below 3 years. For businesses, that means retrofitting equipment is more important than ever, especially as energy costs go up and sustainability rules get stricter. The smart play? Start with the tech that pays for itself. Over in finance, Augustus, a startup backed by Peter Thiel, just got conditional approval for a U.S. national bank designed around artificial intelligence and stablecoin payments. Instead of slow, manual banking, Augustus aims to let machine agents move money at digital speed, 24/7, no human in the loop. For global companies, this could mean smoother, faster cross-border payments and less paperwork. The message for business leaders? Transaction speeds are only getting faster. Start thinking about how your back office can catch up. On the technology and robotics front, Config, a company backed by Korea's manufacturing giants, is building a massive data pipeline for teaching robots how to move and work. Why does this matter? Most businesses do not have the time or resources to gather training data for their robots. Config's platform means manufacturers and service businesses can access pre-built data to get their bots working faster and smarter. The practical upside, with better out-of-the-box intelligence, smaller firms can take advantage of robotics sooner, not years later. Another real-world win, CeraD's tools helped a construction firm replace its legacy customer relationship and project management software with a single artificial intelligence-first platform, streamlining everything from field scheduling to accounting. The result? Less time on manual tasks and employees focusing on skilled work. The lesson here is not about futuristic robots, but about making life easier for your team right now. Let's switch gears to business growth. Jason Shafton's consultancy cut weeks off their client audit process by feeding all their marketing materials, sales decks, and job descriptions into artificial intelligence tools. Instead of spreadsheets and endless meetings, they now map the entire marketing workflow in just days, quickly spotting where automation can have the most impact. The results? Some companies cut creative content production time from 3 weeks to 4 days and reduced acquisition costs by 30%. The takeaway for any business, use artificial intelligence not just to cut costs, but to give your employees more time for high-value work. Wrapping up, today's stories all point to one big theme. Artificial intelligence and automation are not future tech anymore. They are practical tools making businesses of every size more efficient and resilient. From data centers at sea to smarter motors in your building, to customer management overhauls for construction firms, early adoption pays off. That's our news roundup for today. If you enjoyed this episode, Hit subscribe and visit silklogic.com for more insights and stories. Stay curious, stay optimistic, and keep building with tech. See you tomorrow.